Hey friend, do you love cracking open a fresh journal? Do you linger in the paper planner aisle at Target? Me too. If you have a dream to create your own planner, devotional journal, or paper product, and you're curious about the printing process, timeline, and cost, you are in the right place. Welcome to the Dream Printing Podcast. I'm Polly Payne, CEO and founder of Horatio Printing, and I have sold over 45,000 paper planners and products around the world. Want to learn how I did it? I'm going to take you behind the scenes and teach you how you can plan, print, and publish your high-quality paper product. So grab your favorite journal, your favorite pen, a cup of coffee, and let's get that dream off the back burner and into your hands. Hello and welcome back to the Dream Printing Podcast. I am so excited to get started. I'm going to share with you my 7 steps to create and sell your own planner. Now, this is applicable if you're trying to make a journal or devotional or anything like that. Just as a little background, I'm Polly Payne, the founder of Horatio Printing and also the creator of Print School. And I have been creating and printing and selling all sorts of paper products for the last 10 years. I've made devotionals, I've made journals, I've made fun notepads to help me get organized. And to date, I've sold over 50,000 dream planners. And what is even more special to me is people have actually started to live out their dreams after using my product. And we've also been able to donate over $78,000 to fight human trafficking by donating a proceed of our profit to A21. And so just wanted to share that with you and let you understand what is possible when you follow your print dream. Now, I know it can be scary, and maybe you found this video on YouTube and you've been researching because you have this similar dream that I had back in 2014. And often when I talk to these people who are looking to get their thing printed and they're so excited, the number one thing that pops up is, I need a printer. I've got to have a printer. How am I going to get this done? And we want, I know I wanted when I was starting out, we want this hand-holding experience from a great printer that can ideally print on demand. Like, wouldn't that be nice if we could just print them one at a time and it wouldn't be that big of a risk? But we all know when you buy in bulk, you save money, right? When we go to Costco, we save money. And it takes money to buy things up front in bulk to get the price down so that you can have a profitable product. But we're looking for this solution. And so I get that question a lot here on YouTube and on the podcast as well. And I actually just did a video. My last video on the Dream Printing Podcast was all about printing on demand printers and what they look like, what they cost, what are the pros, what are the cons. And I actually have a link to that video right here. You can go watch that video if that's of interest to you. It's also linked below this episode if you want to go watch it. But basically, if I could give you a nutshell of print on demand, the major cons that I see is the price is super high and there's not a lot of customization. And maybe you've already fallen down that rabbit hole of looking up printers that do print on demand and realizing, like, this isn't the quality I want. Maybe you've actually gone a step further and actually printed something using an on-demand printer and you realize, like, this isn't what my heart really wants. Like, I want something super duper premium. And if you're a paper snob like me, then it's okay. Paper Snobs Anonymous, we can hang out. Although I'm not anonymous. My name's Polly and I'm a paper snob. So there's just a lot of cons there. Another thing that I see people trying to do versus work with a true manufacturer because it's tricky and maybe it's, you know, kind of just fuzzy. Like, how do I even go about doing that? It seems really daunting, right? To work with an overseas printer or find this traditional publisher in the US that can actually do what I want. I don't speak the lingo. It can feel like intimidating. I get it. One thing I've seen people doing that have entered my program is trying to DIY a planner, like buying all the coils, actually buying like a binder and hole puncher and trying to create products, which end up looking a little more like this because you can't really create like a hardbound book at home. You can't really add the tabs at home in a mass scale. You could do things one-off, of course, But the big problem I see with DIY is, first off, so time consuming to make one thing. Now, there might be, you know, people love to crochet. That takes a long time. There's something beautiful about doing something that takes time. Everyone's baking bread now. It takes time. But if you're wanting to start a business or like a bread company or, you know, a crocheting company, like you have to figure out how to scale that. And one of the things that I see, especially in my life as a mom, as a business owner, as a wife, as a homeowner, you know, trying to take care of myself, I don't have the time to build my own products. Not only that, it just will take over your life. It'll take over a whole room of your house. And if you want to have a successful business, you've got to have time to market it. You got to have time to work on your business and not be the manufacturer. Also, it's expensive. It's so expensive to DIY at home. And you know, if you're a DIYer creator of journals and paper products, comment below. Prove me wrong. Tell me how quick and easy it is for you. I would love to know. But the people I've talked to that have bought the printer ink, the specialty printer, the coils themselves, the paper that they wanted, it ended up being a huge labor of love and really, really expensive. I know I had one student who, you know, purchased the amount of ink she needed, and she needed like almost double that. And I don't know if you've ever bought printer ink. It's expensive. Like, ink is so expensive. So I know this is the big question people want to know. My ideal solution and what I do in my business is I work with a printer overseas because it's cost effective. I don't have to do it. It's the most high quality product I've been able to get. You cannot find a printer like this in America. It's all pre-priced out. So you're able to get the best price possible. And then I can get all the bells and whistles from my printer. Like, I can get my gold pens and, you know, all the other things that I want, like a notepad or washi tape or a box, tissue paper, custom inserts. Like, all the things can be wrapped up in this beautiful package. And I can have a premium sales price, which means I can have enough profit in order to continue to work for myself, in order to give myself a little salary, in order to hire people, in order to give back to charity. And so with that outsourcing of manufacturing and also outsourcing fulfillment, I'm able to grow and have partnerships and have time to market and also have a life. And so anyways, I want to share that with you because I know this platform, especially YouTube, is a lot about DIYing, and it's about, you know, maybe print on demand, which if you watch my last video, you'll see, you know, the truth about print on demand. And in some cases, it does make sense. In some cases, it doesn't. If you're trying to make a planner like this, you can't print this on demand. Like, that's just the truth of it. So you can go watch my last video, but I want to, in this video, really hone in on the 7 steps of how you go about doing this from beginning to end. So let's dive into that right now. Step one, ready? Step one of creating your own thing is, ready? Ideation. Feel free to take notes, grab a journal, pause this episode and go grab a journal. Step one is ideation. Now, the ideation process for me is the best process, but it can be intimidating when you've never done it before. This year for 2025, I have been ideating brand new products that I've never created before in the business. So I love this process. This is the process of conception. It's where you're really getting that idea onto paper. And I have a system for this inside of Print School, but I want to share with you what are some really important things that happen during ideation. In the ideation phase, this is where you really dream up and develop the content that you want inside your product. You know, what kind of devotionals do you want? What's it going to be about? What are the pages going to sort of look like? What's the flow? And really important, other than just the content, is your target audience. Who are you making this for? You want to create it with that target audience in mind, because that is who will be touching it, and that is whose problem you are solving. And you have to create your product with them in mind. What do they want? What are they dealing with? What are they looking for in a product? And most importantly, with that target audience, is what problem is it solving for them? How does this fit in their life? I want to make a devotional. Okay, is it a morning devotional? Is it an evening devotional? Is it a 90-day devotional? Like, what is her audience? I mean, what is her experience going to be? What is your audience's experience going to be? Another big important thing that happens in ideation, especially inside of print school, for my print school students that go through module one, which is ideation, a big thing that they figure out by going through my processes is this product feasible? So often we have these dreams of what we want to create, and unfortunately, there are things that are not feasible. For example, if you want to have a daily planner that is super thick paper, that has a page for every day, or a spread for every day, plus a devotional for every day, plus a journaling page for every day, plus a section for sermon notes every week, that becomes 700 pages. And you can't fit 700 pages in a book like this. This is about 220 pages. You can fit 1,000 pages in a book. You've seen a Bible. A Bible has about 1,000 pages or more, but the paper is super thin, right? And so if you want something people are going to carry around, you'll learn in my ideation phase whether your product is feasible or not. And you'll actually talk to my printer. I give you access to my exact printer. I teach you how to work with them. You email my printer directly. I give you the templates to request the quote. And right at the beginning of ideation, you're going to figure out how much is this going to cost. And sometimes my students will want a fully color printed thing. And then once they get their quote, they go, you know what? Maybe I only want a fourth of it color. Maybe I want to do black and white. Maybe I want to change it up. Oh, wow. I had no idea it was going to be this cheap. Maybe I want to add tabs. So getting that quote in that ideation phase is really special. Now, step two. So step one is ideation. This is where you're writing the copy that goes in your content. It's where you're really just kind of dreaming it all up, right? Now, step two is prototype design. And this is where you take your ideation and actually plop it in to some sort of prototype software. Now, for me, this could look like creating a prototype in Canva. Canva is probably my favorite place to work because I'm the most proficient in that. But sometimes my students will do their prototype in a PowerPoint. I have a template for that. Some people, you know, sketch it out and then transfer it over into Canva. But we have to have some sort of prototype to really start to see it come alive. And it's basically where you put, this is what's on the left-hand side, this is what's on the right-hand side, and this is what it's going to look like. Very basic, not fully designed yet, but just the concept of it, because it really helps you just to flush it out and understand the flow. See the user journey come to life. Does this make sense? Well, you know, maybe all the months should be in the front. Maybe I want the weeks in the back. It's not the full product that you have to prototype out, but you definitely want to prototype at least the core spreads. Okay, so that's step two, is your prototype design. Step three is to create print-ready files. And you can use Canva to make print-ready files, but I don't really recommend it. My number one place to create print-ready files is InDesign. Now, I've had plenty of print school students who use Canva and create beautiful products. For example, this is Melissa's travel journal. I had her on the show. You can go back and watch her interview. And she designed her whole thing in Canva. And it's great. I mean, she did a great job. It's a beautiful travel journal. I absolutely love it. I'll drop a link below if you want to grab it. It's so stunning. But she did hers in Canva. We've had a couple other students do theirs in Canva. And actually, inside of print school, I hired a designer to come in and teach Canva and InDesign. So you could go either route, but I'm just saying, between me and you, if I had to choose, I would say use InDesign. But you can use Canva. Now, creating that print-ready file is getting all the inner pages perfect, you know, the margins, all the design, which I talk about that and like the 10 mistakes for, I have a video called the 10 mistakes for self-publishing, where I talk a lot about the design issues that I would see in printed products and that you need to fix before you print. So I go into detail more there, but getting that print ready file, exporting the inner pages of your product, exporting the cover design that you want, exporting the spine design that you want, exporting any additional bells and whistles like tabs, exporting, let's see, I've got this, one of my print school students just mailed me her prototype. She had this beautiful box that her planner came in. So exporting you know, the packaging that you want, all of that. And then from there, you move on to step four. So once you have your print ready files, you move to step four. Step four is getting your sample printed. Woohoo! So that's where you pay anywhere from $150 to $500. If you're working with a really expensive printer, it could be $800 to get your sample printed. And they will print that sample and also give you a manufacturing quote for your product. Now that you have your final files, they can say, okay, now that we know exactly how much gold foil you're going to be using in your cover art, here is your final quote. And once you have that final quote, you print your sample. Once you get your sample in the mail, yay! That's exciting time. We love seeing print school students when they get their samples in the mail. We celebrate it. And that's usually when you go back and forth and ask questions with the printer, like, hey, I want to change this and I want to ask about that. You make your tweaks. And this is where you have two options. So step five is basically where you can have two different options. You can either do step five and step six and step seven, or you can do them out of order. So this is kind of where you choose your own adventure in the journey. So here's adventure A. Adventure A is you take your printed sample and you go ahead and just buy however many you want. So you get a sample, it's approved. Step five is buy your mass order, meaning you buy 300, 500, 1,000, 2,000, 5,000, however many products you want. Obviously, the more you buy, the cheaper it'll be. And then you sell them. That would be step six, is launch a campaign and sell your product. Step seven is fulfill the inventory. So once all of those products land into your home or to the warehouse, I like to outsource my shipping to a third-party logistics company. And then have them ship it out from my website. So when people order, I don't have to do anything. It's all done on the back end without me having to spend time doing it, which is awesome. So that's step seven. So that's the full plan A, is you just go ahead and order your stuff, you set up your marketing campaign and launch it, and then you fulfill it. Now there's a B as well, okay? There's this other way, which is really great. And that is, step four is getting your sample. Step five is you do a pre-order campaign, and you raise the money. Like, let's say you sell 100 of these, and that allows you to buy 500. That gives you the money you need to buy 500. So you do a pre-order campaign to fund the print, and then you do step six is mass order. You actually order the products, and then step seven, you fulfill it and start selling the additional products you have now that are all paid for. That's exactly what Melissa did. She made her product. She got her sample. She launched a Kickstarter. She raised, I think, $3,000, which was her goal. And that allowed her to buy, I think, either like 500 or 1,000 of her units. And now they're all sitting in her house paid for, and she's selling them. She did fantastic. You can watch her video. So some students choose to do the pre-order campaign, and some choose to just go the traditional route. And I teach how to do that inside of my program. So print school is all about how to print your thing. And then launch school is all about how to launch it, how to do a Kickstarter, how to do a traditional launch, how to set up your website, how to set up your email, how to set up your SMS marketing, how to do all of that and launch it successfully. So that is what you get inside of my program. And I wanted to go over that and give you that bird's eye view, because you might have been confused about just the process itself. So I hope that kind of helps you. For me and my selling process, I like to use Shopify, and that's the website that I sell on. And I think everyone that goes through my program, once they do the pre-order campaign, they then go to selling on their website, whether that's WordPress or Shopify. I love and suggest Shopify as my number one tool. But that's it. That is the steps to doing it. Of course, there's more to it than that. You have to really hone in on your marketing and your visual content and how you position your product and how you get the word out. There's so many steps to that. And I can't fit that all in today's episode, but I wanted to share the overall seven steps of how to go from the idea to now people have a product in their hand. So if you want to know more about the dream printing process and really understand maybe the timeline of it, how does it all fit together, and you want to learn this in a more detailed way, I have a free workshop for you. You can come hang out. It's at HoratioPrinting.com/workshop. You can learn the dream printing method and really understand it in more detail. So that's step one. And then step two, if you're ready to go ahead and dive into print school, you're ready to print your thing, you want to create it, and you want my printer, my warehouse, you want access to my designers, you want me to pay for your sample with my printer, you get all of that with print school. You get print school and launch school. So, and also a student community that's super helpful. You can go to HoratioPrinting.com/print school and learn everything there. Learn about it, apply. It is an application-based program. We would love to see your application come through. So that's everything for today. If you have a question about the overall process of printing, creating, selling, marketing, put it in the comments below. I want to create content for you. I'm so excited. Our next episode is actually going to be a really fun student interview with someone in print school who has launched her incredible journal that's up on my shelf right now. So I'm super excited for you guys to meet another Melissa from the program next week. So I hope you enjoy this episode. I hope you have a wonderful day. You are so loved. Thanks for listening to the Dream Printing Podcast. I hope you learned something today, and I would love to partner with you to make your print dreams come true. Take the next step by watching my free on-demand workshop at HoratioPrinting.com/workshop. That link is down in the show notes. Or you can go ahead and jump to step two, which is go ahead and apply for print school, where you're gonna get all my systems, the dream printing method, my contacts, my printer, all the shortcuts and templates. You can apply at HoratioPrinting.com/print school. Yay! If this show has blessed you in any way, please consider taking 5 seconds to leave a quick review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you're listening from. I read each and every one and it blesses me. If you have a question, feel free to just DM me. Pop over to Instagram, DM my personal account, Polly_Payne. I'd be happy to chat with you and just see what questions you have and connect. I cannot wait to see what you create and bring into the world. Have a wonderful day. You are so loved.